This is the Michigan Ag Industry Update on Brownfield. I'm Nicole Heslop. Today's report is brought to you by Consumers Energy. As we move into fall, farmers can take time to do some preventative maintenance ahead of winter. We're joined with Jim Baston from Consumers Energy's Agricultural Department. Jim, what advice do you have on maintenance?
Yeah, basically, preventive maintenance is routine tasks you may do on equipment to help prolong its life and to help avoid unexpected breakdowns. Examples would be oil changes, lubrication, cleaning, etc.
On the farm, how does that apply to electrical equipment?
Well, electrical equipment is also at risk for premature failure due to lack of maintenance. Dust, dirt, moisture, and heat are all contributors to electrical equipment failures. Unfortunately, all these conditions exist in a farm environment.
To prevent any issues, Jim, what steps would you recommend?
Well, there's a few easy things they can do. First of all, protect your equipment from the elements. Keep covers on your electrical equipment, keep them closed. Also, visually inspect your equipment on a regular basis, looking for signs of wear, corrosion, overheating, and physical damage. If you're installing new equipment, install equipment that is listed for the use and environment. Eliminate extension cords and other unprotected cords and cables if possible. Lastly, have a qualified person test and inspect your equipment on a regular basis. This is especially important prior to the heating season where you'll be using equipment you haven't used in a few months.
And any other comments?
Yeah, not maintaining your electrical equipment can also cause stray voltage issues on the farm. If you think you may have a stray voltage problem, give us a call at 1-800-252-8658. And we'll schedule a free inspection to come out and take a look.
Again, our guest, Jim Baston with Consumers Energy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Nicole Heslop on the Michigan Farm Radio Network, a service of Brownfield.